Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm glad you could join me today because we're going to talk about a subject that is very close to the heart of the Lord. And you'll agree with me once I begin to share it. But before we go into God's Word, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege that we can, in the Spirit, join together in your Spirit. Lord, many miles and distance separate us as we share the goodness of the Lord and the Word of God. Yet nonetheless, Lord, you said wherever two or three are present in my name, that you would be present. And so, Father, even through the vehicle of radio ministry, even through television, Lord, there are so many ways that you can minister to your people. And those that sincerely seek you, who desire to worship you in spirit and in truth, you honor that desire. And so, Holy Spirit, come, fill the Word of God with life, with relevance, with meaning to each one of our lives. Father, we understand while some who are listening have walked with the Lord for many years, perhaps decades, we know that there is an increasing unfolding of the truths of God, the principles of the Lord. While the simplicity of them can be grasped initially, there are depths of understanding that we've not plumbed yet. And so, Father, we ask you to open the eyes of our heart that we can see Jesus, who is the living Word of God, portrayed through the written Word of God. And we ask for the marvelous power of the Holy Spirit to permit that, to cause that to happen. We cannot do it in our own strength, even in our own desire. But Father, we can be open and yielded to the anointing and the influence of the Holy Spirit. So we release that today, Father. And Father, for those who are listening, you see there are areas in their lives the enemy would seek to work. And Father, we thank you. You said we're not to be ignorant of his devices. And so, Father, we place upon us the full armor of God. We plead the blood of Jesus over us. We thank you, Lord, that you have made us more than conquerors. And so nothing will befall us. Nothing can come our way that you have not given us the ability to overcome and to walk in victory. And so, Father, whatever area that is, spiritually, emotionally, physically, circumstantially, financially, Father, we pray the provision of God, for you are our God who is able to meet all of our needs according to your marvelous, limitless riches in glory. And we ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right, well, I promised you a subject that's near to the heart of God, and I trust as we grow in our relationship and intimacy with God, it is also a subject that is very near to us, and that is relationship with the Lord. Praise God, you know, we're all in varying stages of growth. Just as any human being on the face of the earth, some are children, some are babes, some are mature seniors, some are mature adults in the height of their strength and vitality. We're all in different places, physically as well as spiritually. But God invites us, because that is his plan. That was his plan from the beginning. Do you remember Adam and Eve in the garden? He desired fellowship with man. So he said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And so because God desires intimacy and fellowship, we find, if we're honest, that's also one of the greatest desires of our heart, to be understood and to be appreciated. Don't you suppose that's also true for the heart of God? Well, so I don't keep you in suspense, let's go to the scripture we're going to be looking at. And with the empowering of the Holy Spirit, we seek through scripture to help us understand in greater depth what is being said in this very simple but beautiful scripture that is described in the 10th chapter of Luke. And this is verses 39 through 42. And let me read that for you. Well, no, let's go to 38. Now it came to pass as they went, that was Jesus and the disciples, that he entered into a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister, Mary. Doesn't say it, but don't you imagine she was the younger sister? Because Martha, obviously, was the one who kind of ran the household. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Well, in a superficial reading of this, we would say that, you know, the Lord was rebuking Martha. He was just saying, Martha, look at what's happening. How are you feeling right now? What's going on inside of you? She was careful and troubled about a lot of things. It was Jesus and his disciples. Now, ladies, come on. If you have a bunch of people come to your home and you have to fix a meal, that is quite an undertaking. And there's a certain amount of stress. It doesn't have to be bad stress, but you are under an obligation to prepare a meal and set it before your company, your guests, in a timely manner. Well, she was aware of that responsibility, and the Lord was not rebuking her for taking that responsibility, because listen, if she had just sat down with Martha, and that may have been the Lord's plan at that moment, but it would have been a while before they had a meal, especially in those days. They didn't have microwaves, ladies, right? I mean, they had to go out. As we read scripture, they had to butcher an animal and prepare the bread, and it was quite an undertaking. So he was really calling attention to Martha's inner state, that she was anxious and fretful. And he was also bringing out an important point, because perhaps Mary should have gotten up and helped her sister, and maybe she did. However, for the moment, Jesus was illustrating a spiritual principle, perhaps for that particular situation, because the timing of the Lord is important, but also for all the generations of disciples who would follow. And so while certainly it is important, we have literal, practical, family, employment, business responsibilities that cannot be ignored. Many people try to do that. They want to get all spiritual and just wait before the Lord. Well, Jesus is talking about spiritual wisdom and discernment. There's a time for all things, a season for every purpose under heaven. And so for this purpose, this scripture is given to us to help us realize not to forsake the practical, but to realize that we cannot succeed in the practical unless we make a priority those very things that Mary was doing. And she was fellowshipping with Jesus. Jesus said she has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away for her. There are two things there. She's chosen what was best, and because she chose that which was best, it's not going to be taken away. Praise God. And so it's not a matter of, do we choose Martha, do we choose Mary? We really need to choose both in the priority of the Lord and the timing of the Lord. Praise God. All right. Jesus wouldn't change Mary's choice of action. And what was Mary doing, first of all? She was just sitting at Jesus' feet. So what Jesus was saying, Jesus was pleased with her course of action, what she chose to do at that moment. And that which she learned and that which she acquired was not going to be taken away from her because she was doing a good thing, a spiritual thing, and it wasn't going to be stolen and taken from her. And of course, what is our purpose in our spiritual walk? Well, I would suggest there are two reasons for fellowship divine, to be able to spend time with the Lord, to sit quietly in His presence, and to pray, to meditate upon the Word, and to hear Him speak to us. And He does that by many ways, that still small voice, by thoughts that He would bring into our heart. There's many ways that He communicates with us as we choose to fellowship with Him. And then it's important, that second thing is, that's why Jesus said what she acquired was going to become hers. It wouldn't be taken away, because she was desiring to grow in the knowledge of God. She wanted to learn God's ways. She had the ability to be taught. She laid down even what was in the natural an important thing for the higher good, which was to give her the spiritual understanding to accomplish the practical. And that's true for us. God wants fellowship with us, and He wants us to learn His ways, which implies growth, the ability to be taught. And beloved, there's a lot in that. And tomorrow we're going to pick up about how the Lord does that. So this is exciting. I invite you, if at all possible, to tune in at this same time. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, or if you choose, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, beloved, there's importance in and power in agreeing prayer. So I invite you, because this is one of the reasons this ministry exists, is to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. There are some requests you really can't share with another person, and there's sometimes many reasons for that. So God knows. So if you have a burden on your heart that needs to be remain confidential in terms of your own sphere of influence, or if you just need prayer, please write. The announcer will share our contact information. I love you and invite you to listen tomorrow. And until then, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.